WXR, Rossville, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome in to the program. It is Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105, presented by Optimize You, and it's Monday at 6. That means we've got NASCAR to talk about, and today it's NASCAR that was right up the road, Bristol Motor Speedway, Food City 500, and Denny Hamlin, come on down. You are the next contestant in the 2024 playoffs. A big win at Bristol for Denny in a race that had plenty of controversy, plenty of action, and what some would say brought driving back to the actual drivers, as our first trip around the bullring on the concrete in quite some time led to a great race at Bristol. So we have got a lot to get to. We'll have reactions from the drivers and fans, of course, who ran well, who didn't. It wouldn't be a race if we didn't talk about some drivers being upset, drivers getting into one another, and usually you can't do that without a Ryan Blaney reference in there somewhere. So we'll hear from that. And, of course, look at the races coming up ahead. But right now, let's celebrate Denny Hamlin, big win at Bristol, and get ready for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Happy Monday to you. And it's always a happy Monday for me because I get to sit across the man, the myth, the reason I show up each and every Monday at 6, a man that got to go fancy shopping this weekend, and he was so excited to tell me all about it. It is Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, good evening. Happy to be here. Another Monday of Racing Talk Radio, and always look forward to this day of the week.
Do you really?
Yeah, for sure I do.
It's kind of a nice, you love it when I say it kind of ties a bow on your Monday. I mean, let's face it.
I wouldn't go that far.
Monday's not.
I would go even further.
Monday's not a typical yay day for most of us working people. Now, you don't necessarily work, so it's a little different from you. But for us working class folk that have to get up after a long weekend and go slave away, Mondays are not always to be looked forward to. However, this show does give me, it's like, hey, I don't get to go home early today. I get to go to the show.
Yeah. But isn't this like the highlight of your week or one of the highlights of your week?
Always.
Absolutely. Just think of it this way. Coming up, if I'm not mistaken, in June of this year, it will put you doing the show with me, I think, 19 years.
Man, that doesn't. I don't feel like I've done anything for 19
years. 19 years. So just think, we have spent the last 19 years together every Monday at 6 p.m.
That's, and you know, for many years, Thursday.
Except in the off season.
And then Mondays at night when we would go record TV.
Yeah, it used to be twice a week.
That's a lot of time together.
Yeah.
Man.
And we always get along better than most married couples. So, you know, how much better does it get?
It's not saying a lot, but yes, you are correct.
Most married couples wouldn't even be able to say that. But it's been a whole lot of fun, and, you know, I'm ready to hang around for another 20.
Just keep on hammering down.
Just keep going.
Well, I think I signed a 20-year contract, so this may be like the last. I have to go dig that out somewhere.
I'm fixing to have my attorney doctor that contract.
I think it was signed in crayon late one night at Will Sports Bar.
No, it was more like pencil.
When I was deep in the cups.
That was back when you were willing to agree to anything.
Hey. Life is a party. Let's do it.
That was back before even Mrs. Orr existed.
Yeah, that's probably the reason that I was up for anything.
Yeah.
You know,
was back when you were a single guy and you were, just living the free life.
Mrs. Orr is like my safer barrier, right? You know, she's this.
No, this ought to be good.
She goes around my life, kind of like the safer barrier goes around the track. And listen, if I run up against it, I'm still going to hurt. You know, it's still, it's not exactly soft, but it will keep me from dying. And that's kind of her job. She just keeps me on the racetrack without doing any
too much damage.
Is there anything though that safer barrier is lacking? She's not listening right now, so you can go ahead and say
that's true. She won't be listening. So I would say I wish the safer barrier was a little softer. You know, maybe just every now and again just nudges me back on the track instead of
a little softer.
I still feel like I'm Kyle Busch every now and again. If I get a little wonky, I can still break my foot and be out a few weeks and be putting time out. That still happens every now and again.
Nothing like one of those hard hits just to put you in reality a little bit.
Just to remind you, like, oh, yeah, that's I wasn't racing very good right there, was I?
For sure. Well,
and then there's other times when Sean, it could be like you, and this basically ought to be good. What you did this weekend, you know, with your lady, with Mrs. Whitfield, you kind of went down and put some new traction compound on your raceway.
I did more than traction compound.
If your marriage is a racetrack, you just went, you repaved, and
I was going to say I asphalted the whole track.
Little traction compounds, some new spray painted lines. You got it all done.
I got new asphalt. I did it all. Traction compound don't even work for what I did this weekend.
Went fancy shopping.
Carried Mrs. Kim Chapman Whitfield to Atlanta and got her one of them purses. It's about 500 times overrated.
Yes.
But in her world, you know, it's the most glorious, wonderful thing on earth. So as the old saying goes, I repeat it many times, never forget these words, happy wife, happy life. If you live by that, then, you know, you'll be smiling most of the time.
And I've always...
Just don't look at your bank account.
And listen, you and I are not the only guys that are married to wonderful ladies that for some reason or another...
They got lucky, didn't they?
Every day is Christmas for my lady. But for some reason... really fancy purses is a thing. And we're not the only two, because there's a reason. They're still making them and they're still selling them, right? And I've got other friends that their wives also like a fancy purse. And I'm trying, it's kind of it's a very strange, like, to find the counterpart to that, like, that we would enjoy. You know, you and I have hobbies, and I guarantee you've spent, in fact, I know, when it comes to physical fitness and all that kind of stuff, you don't worry about the budget near as much as if you go to buy some clothes or something that isn't as important to you, right? Mm-hmm. Same way with me. If I get a chance to get a new golf club, I'm not worried about cheaping out on anything. I want the good stuff. However, if I'm going to get a pair of shoes, it's like, man, which ones fit? Whatever. And I guess it's kind of like luxury purses are that way. It's like they do serve a purpose. You can put stuff in
there. And the thing
and, about and, it, and it is, but like literally something that costs almost nothing can do that as well. And every dude in the world, no one would notice, but boy, do the girls notice.
Yeah, you know, this purse is called a Louis Vuitton, and I'm sure many of our listeners know.
You're just throwing it out there.
Well, here's why. I did some research online about, okay, this Louis Vuitton guy, he's got to be very wealthy.
Yeah.
Heck, he ain't even been alive since 1893.
Yeah.
So he's been dead for, you know, so X number of years. And then I discovered that effective March 1st, 2024, that the president and CEO of the company that owns Louis Vuitton has now just become the wealthiest person in the world. He just beat out Elon Musk. Wow. So the purse business is pretty darn good.
Higher end. Well, listen, there is such thing as a $100 t-shirt. Like, that blows my mind, but it exists. And there's such thing as a $2 shirt. And I guess if t-shirts are important to you, you get the $100 one. If you're me, it's like, give me the $2 one. But it's very odd. And I have no idea how we're about to tie this into NASCAR. I'm just saying, I've felt your pain because I've had to go fancy purse shopping. And it's just completely...
Yeah, part of it's your fault.
You just have to suspend belief because you're like, I don't get it. I'm just going with it.
Well, as you know, there's several zeros when you start talking about Louis Vuitton purses. And I asked my wife this. I said, I remember when I was in high school, you got your girlfriend a $100 purse, and it was called Claiborne.
You were saying, or Dooney and Burke.
Yeah. Ooh, what happened? What happened to the days of Liz Claiborne? And then I told her, I said, hey, I've heard recently that you can go over to the Saudi Daisy Walmart,
by God,
and stop in the parking lot and you can get a really good deal on an LV purse over there.
I can take you to a flea market right now and get you one in every color.
I hear you can get one for under $100 in Saudi Daisy.
Probably get you a Rolex while you're there as well.
So I said, is that not good enough? Yeah. I said, nobody can tell the difference. But that didn't go over well either.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just had to suck it up and go with the high dollar stuff.
And you know what? Earned a bunch of brownie points. I know you.
Boy, I wonder how long they'll last.
I know your wife. Your brownie points have there's a much better economy at your house for the redemption of brownie points. Whereas mine are like, I don't know, they're like pesos. It takes a million to make anything, right?
Yeah. And Well, my wife said on the way back from Atlanta tomorrow, she says, I can't wait to hear what Casey says to you. And I said, well, this thing about it is, I assure you, we're only going to talk about it in the first half hour, because that's guaranteed she's on TV right now. The second half hour is when she's usually tuned in.
Mrs. Orr is already, she goes, I didn't realize there was one of those stores in Atlanta. So I know there's two of them.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Oh, well. I want to go. I'm like, well, you go. Just don't pick me.
Yeah. There's one at Lenox and Phipps Plaza.
Have a ball.
And just think, you can go to Atlanta and you don't have to pay shipping. Because, see, they're going to charge you shipping if you buy it online.
They're actually cheaper. You know, I went to Hawaii a couple years ago. They're cheaper in Hawaii because of some import-export thing. It's like 200, whatever you have to pay in Atlanta, it's $200 cheaper in Hawaii, and that was their big selling point. But anyway.
It is cheaper, though?
It truly is cheaper, but you got to like, but same thing, you can't ship it. You got to be in Hawaii and buy it. It's like a duty-free kind of thing. I don't know.
Well, I was hoping I was going to get a deal on the sales tax, and I'm standing there at the counter talking to the guy, and I said,
because tax-free weekend?
Well, no, in Cobb County, I think sales tax is like 6% or 7%. And of course, here it's like 9.75%. And if we'd had it shipped to the house, we'd have paid 9.75%. But I found out there at the counter that Fulton County is 9%, so I only saved a little bit.
Listen, if you're worrying about tax, you don't need to be in that store. Okay, it's
that's true. But the other thing I can't believe, and we're up against a break, is the fact that, I mean, you would think these purses were on special and, you know, you get one for about $50. Listen, as many people as in there buying those purses.
If you had, Casey and Sean will talk about luxury purses for the entire first segment of a NASCAR show on your bingo card. Congratulations. You get to check that box off.
we just want to leave everybody with this. If you're a man out there listening and you got a wife,
don't do it.
Go ahead and just decide that at least one time in your life with her and in your marriage, you're going to have to invest in one of these fancy purses. And just hope that the return on that investment keeps showing return for a long time. That's what I'm counting on.
We'll see if those bounty points last any longer.
I'll report back 6 months from now and let everybody know how I'm doing. All right. Hey, we got a special guest today.
Denny Hamlin did win a NASCAR race. Hey, I swear we'll talk about it.
Yeah, when we come back after the break, we are going to be talking NASCAR without a doubt. But a little bit later in the program, we have got a celebrity joining us.
Yeah, our buddy Alex Hayden.
Yes, he has been with us.
We already got a pro going to talk about the race. You and I, that's why we're goofing off already.
So Alex Hayden from MRN Radio, the voice of NASCAR, is going to be joining us here momentarily, and we're going to catch up with him. We haven't spoken with him this year yet, but we're going to see how he is and get his perspective on the NASCAR season so far, and also what his thoughts were about the tire situation yesterday at Bristol. We've got all that and more as we continue. In the meantime, thank you so much for making us a part of your Monday. And we are presented to you by Optimize You. You can find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldanddiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr here each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and information you need to know. MRN's Alex Hayden going to join us here in just a little bit to break down the race at Bristol and also the upcoming schedule. Big win for Denny Hamlin as he wins the Food City 500 at Bristol Motor Speedway. And now we're heading road course racing starting next week, Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix in Austin. And Sean, that happens this coming up weekend, March 24th, 3:30. Racing down in Texas. But to talk a little bit about Bristol, big win for Denny Hamlin, Sean, but most of the talk was returning to this concrete racetrack was about the tire wear. Pretty dramatic, and really made the drivers kind of manage their race all day.
Oh boy, did it ever. As many of the drivers said at the end of the race, especially Denny Hamlin, that the race was actually put back into the driver's hands. The drivers and the crew chiefs had to manage their tires because, man, it was just the track was just eating them up on these long green flag runs. Of course, this was the first time we had been back on concrete in the spring race in 3 years, I think it was.
Yeah, it'd been a long time.
Yeah, and to see in yesterday's race, we had a total of 54 lead changes. Now think of the last time we've seen a race that was 54 lead changes. I can't even think of a time.
It's always a restrictor plate race where you're just constantly moving back and forth.
And then think of a time that at the end of the race there was either four or five cars on the lead lap. And that was it.
It's been a long time since we had one of those. That was back in the not so great days.
I mean, I would think that would probably be back in the days of Richard Petty. Before Alex can correct us, he's certainly a scholar on NASCAR, probably better than you and I. But it was just an unbelievable day. It was, there's what gets me is there's plenty of people out there that want to criticize NASCAR, but yesterday was unpredictable. I mean, Goodyear didn't not expect it. There had been tire tests that had gone on there. there had been all kinds of testing done with the simulator or simulation on, I guess, computer systems and so forth. The tire wear was just something that they weren't able to forecast.
They just kind of missed on it. You know, Goodyear, the Goodyear official admitted that drivers, and I think and a lot of us fans, are wanting to see a little more tire wear, because when you start out at a run and you're at your best, you should naturally have a little bit of fall off. Like you said,
it's what creates strategy.
It's putting the race back in the driver's hands. It's not just, you know, drive as fast as you can nonstop, keep the hammer down like we see in restrictor plate races. But he admitted that today, that, you know, that he even said, but today was tough. It wore quicker than they thought. It really did make the drivers use a lot more strategy. It led to a lot of cars going a lap down. But at the same time, Sean, I don't want to see it every week. I don't think any of us ever want to harken back to, where were we? The Coke 600, when all the tires kept blowing out in Indy several years ago.
In Indianapolis. That was a lot longer than several years ago. That was a while back.
It was nothing as drastic as that. I think, you know, they just kind of missed on the tire compound, but it was still a compelling race that still led to some, at times, great racing. So
I thought
NASCAR swung. They didn't hit a home run, but I still think they hit a double. It was good to see him back out on the racetrack. And you as a driver, you still got to prove you have to be able to win at all kinds of tracks, at all kinds of races. This was certainly a different kind of race.
I mean, the last 50 laps, you were on the edge of your seat.
Yeah, it was absolutely great.
You had no idea what was going to happen. Ty Gibbs had led a high portion of the race, and then I think he ended up finishing a lap or two down. I mean, you had no idea what to expect in those final 50 laps. One thing I wanted to share here, the tires were the same as the tires I used last fall at Bristol. The temperatures weren't much different. NASCAR did use resin instead of Formula traction compound on the lower groove in hopes of accelerating the rubber on the track.
You got to keep the traction compound on there,
which would increase the grip, which never happened. The resin was used because if NASCAR wanted to race in damp conditions, it was less slick in those conditions. But the track just never rubbered up. If you remember in the past, many times at Bristol, You get 100, 200 laps in that race, and that track just starts to get dark.
You start seeing where all the rubber's been put down.
Yeah, you look at the both ends of the speedway, and it's just that white concrete is turning black. Well, yesterday, that didn't ever happen. That white concrete got a little gray to it, but that was about it. So it was just a completely different set of circumstances.
Yeah, and like I said, made for compelling racing at the end. I don't think it's anything NASCAR is going to try to duplicate. Obviously, there'll be some changes before we go to Bristol again, but was still a great TV product, especially at the end. And Sean still led to compelling racing. But yes, of course, it has led to exactly what you would think, and that is tons of complaints and also tons of people saying it was fun to watch. You can't make everybody happy, but NASCAR tried something, and I thought, you know what? They're not going to do it again, but it still wasn't. It was not a bad TV product at all.
No, not at all.
It was much better than a boring race where nothing happened.
You know, I've heard several people be very critical of Phoenix. Was Phoenix my favorite race? No, it's not my favorite race of the year. Was it bad? Was it worth criticizing? No, it wasn't. Another example. The Sports Business Journal reported last week that Fox got a 4.028 million viewers for Sunday's race at Phoenix. The numbers are up 19% from last year. Once again, several weeks in a row now, NASCAR has been the most watched sporting event of the weekend.
Yeah. I mean, and listen,
NFL wasn't playing.
NFL wasn't
still
playing, but there was
it did well.
Very, like the NCAA or the basketball championships in college, a lot of the conference tournaments were going on. There was one of the bigger golf tournaments was going on and had like the big names playing in it and were in contention. You have NBA basketball that's getting really good and kind of steering towards the playoffs right now, and NASCAR continues to get ratings. I mean, NASCAR's got to be really excited about the way it's performing.
Oh, yeah, it's been a great season so far. Let's dive into the results real quick before we have to head to another commercial break, and then we'll bring on Alex. Of course, Denny Hamlin got the big win, his 52nd victory in 655 NASCAR Cup races, his first victory and second top 10 finish in 2024. Martin Truex Jr. posted his fifth top 10 finish in 34 races at Bristol and is his third top 10 finish in 2024. It was definitely a Toyota day and definitely a day that went very well for Joe Gibbs Racing. In third, Brad Keselowski. Fourth, Alex Bowman. Fifth, Kyle Larson. Sixth, John Hunter Nemechek. Seventh, Chris Buescher. Eighth, Chase Elliott. Ninth, Ty Gibbs led 137 laps of the race. And in 10th place, Christopher Bell.
It was also career best day for John Hunter Nemechek. Michael McDowell, 11th. Josh Berry, 12th. Jason Briscoe, 13th. Ross Chastain, 15th. Blaney, 16th, as they kind of got into it again. Another rough day for Joey Logano, 22nd place finish in a place he usually does pretty well. Austin Dillon, 24th. Kyle Busch, 25th. Bubba Wallace, 29th. Tyler Reddick, 30th. On down the list, Stenhouse Jr., 33rd. And William Byron, a bad day for the 24, finished 35th.
All right. By the way, Casey, I just glanced at my phone, and my wife must have been in a TV commercial
break.
Oh,
boy, she heard.
Because she just texted me. She says, don't be talking smack about my bag. So I guess that's probably a good assumption.
Don't be talking smack about my bag.
That's what she said, so... I guess she felt the vibes coming heading over to News Channel 9. All right, we come back after the break. We're going to be joined by our friend Alex Hayden, the voice of NASCAR in the booth for MRN Radio. We're going to catch up with him. Also, a little bit later, we'll get into the driver's standings. And if we have time, we'll get into some news in the world of NASCAR. Also, don't forget, you can find us at any of the of your favorite podcast platforms out there, Spotify, Apple, Odyssey, and so on. All you have to do is search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. So the show obviously airs Mondays at 6. You should be able to find it at your favorite podcast platform by Tuesday morning. If you ever miss an episode or you want to share it with a friend, please do. Or if you just want to hear it again, you can listen to us in podcast form. We've got a lot more NASCAR to come as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105, always presented by Optimize You. Go and visit them at optimizeyou.com. And of course, Sean and I are here each and every Monday at 6 o'clock, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. Today, recapping Bristol, big win for Denny Hamlin, but all the talk is about the tire wear around Bristol. Was it a good race? Was it not? Well, it certainly involves strategy. And Denny Hamlin even said it was the first time in a really long time he remembered where the driver mattered so much. So being able to manage your car, manage your tires, have your race team be in sync, all of those things mattered, and they mattered for Denny Hamlin to get the win, his first victory of the season. And now he has a win, which means he's going to make the playoffs, which means maybe this is the year Denny Hamlin wins a title, as he is already a first ballot Hall of Famer, but probably the best to never win a championship. Looking at the schedule coming up, the Circuit of America, we are heading down to Austin, Texas for our very next race. The Circuit of the Americas, the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix, 68 laps, 231 miles, and that's coming up Sunday at 3:30, Road Course Racing for NASCAR. And Sean, are you excited about Circuit of Americas?
You know, it's I'm middle of the road on that track. I mean, it's not a favorite, but it's not a one that I dislike. You know, it's what would you say in the South? Just so-so.
Well, so this is what NASCAR's thrown at us so far. Daytona, as always, right? And restrictor plate racing. Then we're going to go to Atlanta for one of the most entertaining Atlanta races we've ever seen. There's lots of passing, three wide, all that. Las Vegas, kind of a return to a more traditional mile and a half, and that's the way that that played out. Phoenix, a one-mile racetrack everybody complained about, but still a good race. And then Bristol, the half-mile bull ring, you know, that saw a lot of tire wear. And now we're going road course racing. So literally, it's like they decided to check one of everything off of the menu. NASCAR did start this year. Like, let's give them a restrictor plate race, a mile and a mile, a half mile. Let's throw it all at them. And, oh, by the way, let's go back to Circuit of Americas. Mm-hmm. So our first road course race of the year, which it's always fun to see how the guys are going to do there. After that,
But I will say this. I do think it's better than being at Texas Motor Speedway twice. Because, as you remember, Texas Motor Speedway lost one of their two dates to this track.
That's true, because it's still in the state of Texas, down there in Austin. After that, Richmond, Martinsville, Texas, and Talladega. So, small track, legendary small track, mile and a half, super speedway. I mean, NASCAR, say what you want, but the scheduling is really throwing a lot at these drivers and giving us a lot to look forward to each and every week to watch.
Yeah.
And I say that, I feel like here lately I've just been like, I don't know, some sort of like PR piece for NASCAR to talk about how great it is and that you should tune in. We're just getting really good racing right now. You and I call it like we see it. We're no more excited about Pocono or about Texas or about some of these tracks that we've seen kind of over the years just go, eh. But it's been really good so far.
It's been great. In my opinion, I believe you echo the same. There's really only two people that the season has just really sucked for.
And that is Joey Logano and Kyle Busch.
And Joey Logano.
I mean, if you're one of those two drivers, you've not been pleased at all. Joey Logano is already coming out on record saying, this is the worst start I've ever had to a NASCAR season so far in my career.
Yeah, I think I think he's wanting to hit the – he's looking for that reset button. Like, can we just start this thing over?
Yeah, I mean, that team driver is both feeling that way for sure. I want to say a few more things about Bristol, but before I do, we did talk to Alex during the commercial break. Alex was very apologetic. He is in the middle of something right now that he cannot break away from. I can't share that at the moment, but I promise you, if you knew what it was, you'd go, oh, yeah, I get it. We will talk to Alex next week. So I
truly think if the weather is as good there as it looks outside, he's probably on the back nine. A bit of a golfer, Alex. So he's probably like, eh.
I think right now all he's thinking about is a golf course. I don't think he's anywhere near.
I can squeeze in a few more holes with the time getting a little bit later.
I don't think he would give us up even for a great round of golf. I think he'd still want to talk to us.
Spoken
first.
Like a true guy that doesn't play golf.
Well, at least I'm going
to
think.
If I'm hitting the ball well and got a chance to actually like set a person, I may miss Evelyn's birthday. Like that. Listen, if things are going well, Sean, you never want to interrupt that round.
The only way you will miss a round of golf is if Mrs. Orr tells you you can't play a round of golf.
I miss a lot of rounds of golf because Mrs. Orr tells me I can't.
Actually, so, see. That's probably the only way you would miss.
I am a learned husband, so I know what.
You're a what?
Learned, like I've learned. Smart. Oh,
okay. That's one of them Oklahoma State terminologies.
You know, they don't teach that at Gordon Lee. So, the other day, you know, because we came back from vacation, you know, quick trip in Gatlinburg.
One of them high-dollar vacations.
Oh, yeah. Quick trip in Gatlinburg, that did that whole thing for a few days. Got back on Saturday, and I said, you know, I think I may try to play tomorrow because we didn't have anything on the schedule, right? And then she goes, So you need to go play? I was like, well, I mean, it's pretty. We're not doing uh-huh. Well, aren't you playing next weekend? I'm like, well, yeah. Oh, okay.
So what'd you do?
So that's kind of that. So what do you think I did?
You probably went and played.
I did not play. I'm smarter than that. I'm like, you know what? I better find something around the house and do that other than go play and have to put up with, oh, you played two weekends in a row? Herber.
Well, here's the Casey Orr that I used to know. You would have gone off and done something stupid and played. Then you would have came home and she would have given you the silent treatment and you would have paid for it all week.
And I'd have wondered, why is she mad? Yeah. Listen, I may not learn quick, but I do learn.
So you finally learned. How many years did it take you to learn?
So all day yesterday, I spent doing stuff around the house, kind of getting everything ready for, you know, you have the week of spring break and it takes a couple of days to get back into reality. So I did a lot of cooked dinner last night for the family. And listen.
Did that score points?
She's been nice to me all day today, but like I'm sure I'll screw it up.
Yeah, but
soon,
you hadn't seen her yet.
That's true. We've talked on the phone and she sounds super nice.
I was gonna say she's happy with you until you get home, and then you'll walk in and she'll go, "Rawr, what are you doing here?"
She called me and sounded really nice a while ago, so I think maybe things are going well between us.
Oh my goodness. Well, getting back to NASCAR, here is my thinking on Bristol yesterday. I thought it was great. I thought what happened went well as far as for entertainment purposes of the sport. Many of the drivers said, man, that's the most fun we've had. It probably added a lot of stress to NASCAR. It added a lot of stress to the crew chiefs, but the drivers seemed to adapt to it pretty well. Is this something that we want to see on a regular basis or need to see on a regular basis? No. But it brought a different perspective to the sport that most of us, or many of us, or for sure every driver out there racing in today's NASCAR generation had never experienced before. I mean, when's the last time you went to a NASCAR race and chunks of rubber and cords are flying up in the air? And that's basically what was going on yesterday. Rubber was in the air yesterday at Bristol Motor Speedway.
And people seem to forget when Bristol was at its absolute peak, like when you couldn't get tickets, this thing, it was one groove. It was literally everyone getting a line and there was beating and banging and you'd have to hit someone to pass them. But it's not like, you know, we're missing out on some crazy, restrictor plate style thing that happens at Bristol. So I thought it was, yes, you don't want to, you don't say, hey, let's do this again. But it was, it was fun to appreciate it while it was happening.
How many, you know, we've done this show is 24 years on the radio. You and I, as we said at the beginning, we've been together 19. When is the last time we ever talked about a fuel problem being in a NASCAR race?
It's been a long time.
Never.
Yeah, it is.
There's never.
You're right.
If you, if you hear about a problem, it's usually something related to tires. Even though yesterday, I don't say this, I don't think you put blame on Goodyear. But in the history of this show, there has been races long time ago, especially at Indy years ago with the Brickyard, that the tire problems were put on Goodyear. You've never heard of a fuel issue.
That's true.
50-something years of NASCAR racing with Union 76, then Unocal 76, then today with Sunoco. Sunoco's been the official fuel now for 24 years. Because they came into the sport in 2000. No, they hadn't been there 24 years. They came into the sport in 2004. So right at 20 years is a history of, boy, that's hard to believe. NASCAR and Sunoco have been together 20 years.
20 years. That's a little, that's a little and, company out of Florida.
And if you remember, we always saw that 76 orange ball at all the racetracks, on all the cars, on all the driver's uniforms. I mean, over 50 years was 76 the official fuel. But anyway, time flies by, but I think it's great that what happened yesterday, I think it's, we're going to be able to learn from it. Goodyear's going to be able to learn from it. You know, I see yesterday being being good.
Well, you know, give people a chance to complain, they will. But I thought it was unique, nothing we need to do again, but
I do
certainly
have,
unique, and it was fun to see guys have to manage the race.
I do have one piece of advice for Denny Hamlin. Yesterday was the first time he had ever had Express Oil Change on his car as the title sponsor. Now, there are quite a few Express Oil Changes here in Chattanooga as an example. There are several hundred across the southeast. He was in Victory Lane, and he called them Oil Change Express.
Oh, man. Denny, that's a rookie.
So he's in Victory Lane.
Rookie mistake.
And he recognizes and thanks and says, hey, first time with us on the car. We got Oil Change Express. No, no, just keep in mind, whoever your title sponsor is on the car, and if you win a race, make sure you get it right. It's Express Oil Change.
That's tough, right?
And it
there
was a pretty car, though.
Yeah, it looked good. Congrats to him.
Let's get into the driver standings of the NASCAR Cup Series after the race at Bristol. We got Kyle Larson still leading. He is 7 points ahead of second place Martin Truex Jr. Actually, Kyle Larson and Martin Truex Jr. tied for first place. The only reason that Kyle is actually in first place and Martin's in second is Kyle has one win so far this year.
Yeah, kind of a quiet second place for Martin Truex Jr.
Ty Gibbs, 7 points behind in third. Fourth is Ryan Blaney, and fifth, Denny Hamlin. Denny is only 8 points, or excuse me, 12 points behind the leader.
And then you fall down 20 points to get to your next. So the top five seems to separate themselves. Chase Elliott in sixth, Ross Chastain in seventh, Christopher Bell eighth, Tyler Reddick ninth, rounding out the top 10, William Byron, even after his rough run yesterday. Daniel Suarez 11th, Alex Bowman 12th, Keselowski moves up to 13th after a good run yesterday. 14th, Chris Buescher, John Hunter Nemechek after a career day is 15th, and Kyle Busch hanging in the top 16 at 16th. If the playoffs were to start today, he'd be in, and Michael McDowell, the first guy out. Bubba Wallace on the outside looking in. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. on the outside looking in. Sean, 26th place. Joey Logano, 30th place. Austin Dillon. So he's not having any better of a year.
Richard Childress Racing is really struggling
RCR
so far this year.
Yeah, they need to go put some more people in a headlock.
I mean, how often do you hear or see media interviews these days with Austin Dillon
in the legendary number three? Do you remember that was a big deal? He was bringing it back.
Yeah.
Yikes.
And Kyle Busch has always been one of the dominant players between him and Darrell Waltrip in the history of Bristol Motor Speedway. And guess what? Kyle Busch failed miserably yesterday.
One good thing
25th position.
One good thing about this season, five races in, five different winners. Kyle Larson, Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell, William Byron, and Daniel Suarez. So there you have it.
Well, we swapped tires for dirt, so let's all feel blessed.
Yeah, that's because good. We just weren't back on dirt.
So because good. We didn't have to have dirt at Bristol Motor Speedway yesterday. And, you know, we needed to try dirt. We tried it for 3 years. We learned from it. We enjoyed it as best we could, but it taught us a lesson, and that is we have stock cars that are meant for hard surfaces, not hard surfaces that look like dirt. It's just not. These are not dirt cars. These need to be on asphalt or concrete, and I was so glad to see Bristol back to the way Bristol used to be, at least with concrete, even though it was a very clean concrete at the end of 500 laps.
Well, you know, take a few years off from running concrete, maybe you forget how. But anyway, congrats to Denny Hamlin. Big win for him. Big win for the 11 team. And we'll see what happens next as we go road course racing.
I'd say the TV ratings probably did pretty well yesterday. If they didn't, then a lot of people missed out, because I thought it was another great day of racing. And so far, TV ratings have been on the upswing for all the races so far in 2024. Speaking of television, we come back. We're going to get into news in the world of NASCAR. We're going to talk about a change coming to NASCAR on NBC, as well as, have you ever thought about how drivers make it through an entire race if they have to go to the bathroom?
I believe we've talked about this before, and I know you're so excited to
share
something.
It's been a long time since we've talked about that topic. Well, we're going to talk about a driver that admitted, and a media publication, I'm not going to say what it was because then I'm going to give my thunder away, in a media publication that he had to pee in his car, in his uniform, at the Atlanta race. When we come back, we'll reveal what driver admitted that and how, as many as just a little bit of details, but not a lot of details. Just enough to go, okay, that doesn't surprise me. We've got all that and more as we continue. Check us out online, racingtalkradio.com. And again, we are presented to you by Optimize You. You can find them online at optimizeyouchattanooga.com. More NASCAR after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Grab your favorite stones. They came from broken bones. That's what happens when you sign on the line. There's no...
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels, because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Ugh.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr here each and every Monday at 6 o'clock, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. Bristol is in the books. Denny Hamlin gets the win. Now we all turn our attention towards the first road course race of the year, heading to the Circuit of Americas in Austin, Texas. Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix is coming up this Sunday, race time at 3:30, and Sean, also on the Big Boy Network, it'll be on Fox. So be sure and tune in, and we'll see the cars go left and right for the first time in 2024.
All right, let's get into our news in the world of NASCAR.
Yeah, let's get into P, because you're so excited to talk about it.
Well, it's not that I'm excited, but I know a lot of people out there, especially
this is
if you're
a question we
just
get
a
asked,
casual NASCAR fan, you've had to have wondered.
You get asked, I used to get asked this all the time. What do they do when they got to pee?
Yeah, especially you're in the race car for, 3 to 4 hours, depending on where they are. Denny Hamlin is the guilty party. He does a podcast called Actions Detrimental. Many of you out there listening may be familiar with it. He shared this on his podcast after the race at Atlanta. I'm going to share this quick paragraph of what he said. He said, "And my stomach was killing me. Like, I ain't got to go number two, but I got to go number one.
I ain't.
But my bladder is just dying. And so I had to get to pit road. And they're working on the damage because he was just in a wreck. I just closed my eyes and tried to think of something that would make me go. And as soon as I got the first dribble, boom, it was warm and then it was cold. I never felt what I felt like to pee in my seat." So he's claiming this is the first time he's ever peed in his uniform during a race. So he says, I never felt what it felt like to pee in my seat, but I kind of liked it. Is that weird, is what he says, end of quote.
So he's addressing peeing essentially on himself in his suit.
With 20 laps to go in the race.
With 20 laps to go.
Yes.
I guess the weirdest part
is the fact he's willing to admit it.
No, I mean, it's like you hammer down, do what you got to do. But I think it's weird that he's got to sit there and think about something that'll make him start going. Like, not only are you in a car going very fast around a lot of other cars going very fast and trying to concentrate on winning a race, but oh, by the way, I need to think about a faucet or whatever it is that makes you pee. That's weird.
Yeah. But I found that interesting that he was willing to come out and say that on record that he had done that. Some other news in the world of NASCAR, some changes coming up in NBC, NASCAR on NBC. Rick Allen has been the main announcer in the booth for NASCAR on NBC since NASCAR took the media rights in 2015. He has also been the main guy for the Xfinity series as well. But this year, Allen will only call cup races through the Olympic Games. At some point in the weeks after, the plan is for Lee Diffie to take over as lead announcer four NASCAR Cup races and continue through the duration of the 2024 season.
Wow. Is Rick Allen retiring, or is this just a change in...
I don't think he's retiring. I'm not sure what leads this. This is being reported by the Sports Business Journal, which most of the time they're pretty accurate in their news reports. It's unclear as to NBC's plans for Rick Allen in 2025. That's unclear at this point. Allen will continue to call the Xfinity Series races through the 2024 campaign. He just will not be calling the Cup Series races. It is speculated, and it is in the rumor mill, that Rick Allen is looking to team up with Dale Earnhardt Jr. and go over to Amazon and in Warner Brothers for 2025. And
okay.
That's one of the reasons why NBC is making this move.
Now, there's lots of, I never remembered a time where there was so much movement in the media. And I should preface this by there's more options now, and there's, you know, always new ones launching. But, you know, back in the day, I never really paid attention or cared, like when someone would leave SportsCenter and go start their own thing. But that happens a lot. And because all these people have become such stars, like, you now know when... if a broadcaster is leaving and where he's going. I just think that's so weird that, you know, we watch sports and they're on the shows, but now they too have become stars in their own right.
Yeah. The networks make them celebrities. Then their stock value goes up so high that the next thing you know, they have leverage and they're able to go out here and negotiate these deals with new networks trying to come into the sport, or they go out there and they start their own YouTube channel.
Yeah.
They make a boatload of money that way. So it is interesting how the NASCAR media, or just the sports world media world, operates and works. You take Pat McAfee, for example. Start off with a podcast, went to YouTube channel. Next thing, he's cutting a big deal with ESPN. And yeah. I think his deal was what, $17 million a year?
He's a gajillionaire. Starts, you know, with Dave Portnoy. Portnoy starts it, but he's, you know, McAfee's kind of the driving force behind, what's it called? Barstool Sports.
Yeah.
And, you know, Pat McAfee was best known as the guy that made it, the punter that made a really cool tackle. He was basically the punter at the Colts when Peyton was so good. So, yeah, it is quite amazing. They become their own stars, and we pay attention.
And many of these guys that retire in whatever professional sports they're in, they go into TV media, and they're making a lot more money than they made when they were playing or driving.
And not putting their bodies through all that. That being said, yeah. Still some of the best out there are people that never played the sport. And just because you played the sport doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be good on TV or on a podcast. There's lots of ex-athletes or current athletes doing them that it's painful to listen to.
Got a letter the other day from EPB announcing that they're getting ready to have an increase for their TV package.
Yeah, I got the same one.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, you know what? That right there is a prime example of why the cost of watching television networks continue to go up. It's because of what these networks are spending in programming and in talent.
And it becomes splintered, so there's less people paying into it. So they've got it. Yeah,
and it gets passed on to the consumer.
Always.
Yeah.
The old normal person always loses out, Sean.
And the price tag just keeps going up. So, all right, where are we headed again?
All right, we're heading to Austin, Texas, the Circuit of Americas for the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix. That's coming up Sunday at 3:30 on Fox. So we're going road course racing, Sean.
Who are you feeling good about?
Kyle Busch. In a racetrack that isn't going to be so much about what's under the hood. They all are. But I think Kyle Busch reminds everybody that he's still a driver and that RCR's got a chance.
You're not going to go with Joey Logano? You're not going to help get him out of the ditch?
Why not? But, you know, Joey, if he's already admitting how bad it is, it's not getting any better at Austin.
You know, I've got a good feeling that Hendrick Motorsports could be the car of the day. Let's go Alex Bowman, number 48.
Okay,
Alex Bowman.
I like it.
Yeah, so... All right. Any final words before we go, sir?
Everybody have a great week, and we'll see you back here Monday no matter what.
That's right. We'll be back Monday right here at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. And we are presented to you by Optimize U. We'll keep you up to date with all the news on and off the racetrack in the world of NASCAR. Don't forget, if you missed any part of this show or you want to catch past shows, just go to your favorite podcast platform and search Racing Talk Radio Download. Racing Talk Radio Download. And then follow us. Keep us as one of the programs you listen to on a regular basis. Hey, we couldn't do this without all of you, and we certainly appreciate that. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and thank you for listening.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize U on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website.